السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I just recited a verse of the Qur'an, the very first verse of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about relationships. He talks about the fact that we all, no matter what different cultures and different ethnicities we come from, we all come from one mother and one father, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that through these two people, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala populated the earth with men and women. When it comes to people, brothers and sisters, it is inevitable that we are going to have relationships with other people. There is a relationship between a husband and a wife, a relationship between a parent and their children, a relationship between siblings, a relationship between cousins and extended family members. But it is also very common that when it comes to relationships, there is bound to be some certain challenges. In this day and age, while people can say that they have financial challenges and other challenges, one of the greatest challenges and one of the most difficult things to manage in our day-to-day life is our relationships. Each one of us, we have some kind of issue going on within our family. There's not a single person who can say very confidently that there are absolutely no challenges when it comes to the relationship either with my spouse or my children or my extended family members or my parents, and the list goes on. And this is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sent as a prophet, though he taught monotheism, though he was focused on establishing the message of Tawheed, one of the very first things that we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam establishing was the rights of people. He saw that the orphans were mistreated in the society, so he taught the people the rights of the orphans. He saw that women were mistreated in society, he talked about their rights. He saw that how girls were being buried alive, and he eradicated those kind of practices, and he was able to establish Islam. Not only that, but when the Prophet ﷺ even went to Medina, there he was able to again re-emphasize the rights of every single person. When the Prophet ﷺ talked about the rights of the husband, he talked about the rights of the wife. When he talked about the rights of the parents, he talked about the rights of the children. There was no person, there was no segment of the community that could say that Islam did not give me my rights. Even to the point that when slavery did exist in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, even they had their own rights. Even the Prophet ﷺ taught the community, taught his society, that how to treat these people. When it came to the agreement, the Medina Charter, the agreement between the Muslims and the existing communities in Medina, the Prophet ﷺ, he was able to establish rights for them too. So the point is that rights do exist for everyone. At the same time, as I said earlier, but when people come together, there's bound to be some conflict. There's bound to be some kind of challenges, and there's bound to be some obstacles. And the Prophet ﷺ, he even taught us how to overcome those challenges. When you have a problem with your spouse, there are certain things that we can do. When you have problems with your parents, when you have problems with our children, what things that we can do, those things are also taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no area of life. There is no area of life where a person would say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left us without really advising us and teaching us what to do in those kind of situations. So when it comes to relationships and when it comes to conflict resolution, there's always an easier way to handle every single thing. I say this often, and you probably have heard me saying this before, but it's a reminder for all of us. And that is, the problem is not that we have problems today. The problem is not that we have problems. The problem is we don't know how to solve our problems. We don't know how to solve our problems. And it's not that as if the deen and Islam and the Quran and the Sunnah has not given us those guidelines. Those guidelines exist, but the ones who are not applying those guidelines are you and I. So this is why we need to understand that when there are issues within our families, when there are issues between a husband and a wife, one of the very first things that we need to do is that we try to always resolve the conflict. Always try to do sulh. And this is something that we find very consistently in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as-sulhu khayr. That sulh, doing sulh, reconciling your differences and your issues, it is always the best course of action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, a surah that is well known, that teaches us community ethics. In this same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells us that what do you do when you find yourselves in a situation when there are two parties and there is a severe conflict that has occurred between them? What do you do? Do you just stand by? Do you take a step back? As we do so often today, as a community, we see issues, But we tend to take a step back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اِقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When you see two parties, two groups that are at each other's throats, and there's a conflict that has brewed between them, then make sure you step in and you do sulh between them. And not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. Someone has done you wrong, Islamically, by Allah, you have the permission to get even with that person only to the amount that they have done you wrong. But Allah tells us, the better course of action is what? فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you forgive and you do sulh and you reconcile your differences, then this is better for you. And not only that, but the reward is enormous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the son of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that when my father was passing away, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, when he was passing away, I asked my father, that, oh father, there are so many people who have done you wrong. What happens to all that? And he says that, my son, look at this verse of the Quran I just recited to you. And he says that on the day of judgment, those who have been wronged and those who did not retaliate and they did not get even and they forgave and they let it go simply for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them such an amazing reward that on the day of judgment, Allah will ask that all those people who never got even in this dunya, who forgave them simply because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Allah telling them, simply because of Him, then they will be raised and they will be given such an amazing reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the entire creation of Allah will be envious of that reward. Because there is no reward that the human being can give. The point is that this ayah teaches us about reconciling our conflicts and reconciling our differences. And then when you observe the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are examples after examples of how he brought the hearts together, how he was able to reconcile the differences. There is one that we find often in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the story of Hilf al-Fudul, how he saw one person being wronged, who went to the Kaaba, got the attention of all the leaders of Mecca, and then presented his claim, presented his complaint, and they came together and they were able to establish justice in Mecca, which is known as Hilf al-Fudul. Not only that, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time when he entered into the Kaaba, the vicinity of the Haram, and he saw that the tribes of Mecca were at a dispute that who is going to place the black stone at the Kaaba. These are stories that you and I, we have heard, brothers and sisters, not once, but on numerous occasions. But the problem is that the fact that we still know these stories and yet we don't resolve our conflicts the right way, this is where the problem is. As I said earlier, the problem is not that we have the problem. The problem is we don't know how to solve our problems. And so, and then there are other examples, such as in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they were returning back from an expedition, there was one person, an Ansari companion, who went to go and get some water. And there was a Muhajir companion that came. And as we all know, that the Munafiqun were always accompanying the Prophet, always trying to find any kind of situation to create a division between the Muhajir and the Ansar. Because the enemies of Islam, if there is one thing that they could not digest, is the brotherhood and the harmony between the brothers. And of course, the brothers amongst the brothers and the sisters amongst the sisters. But how well connected the Muslim community were and how their hearts were united, this is something that they could not digest, because it was not serving their personal interest. But when a Muhajir and Ansar got into a small conflict and they began to call their Muhajir friends and their Ansar friends, and this could create a very big, difficult situation, the Prophet ﷺ, immediately he got involved and he broke up that conflict and he reinstitutionalized brotherhood and he reminded them. In fact, he even got upset that if this is what you're doing, if this is what your state is while I'm alive, then what's going to happen even after I'm gone? So this is why, brothers and sisters, the Quran teaches us that whenever it comes to any kind of relationship, we always try to do sulh. And even if there's a situation, let's just say there's a situation, perhaps, for an example, between a husband and wife, and they have gone to mediation. They have gone and they have tried to find a way to resolve their conflicts, and they have not been able to succeed, and there is no other way but to separate. There is no other way but to dissolve the marriage. The Quran tells us that even in that situation, there's always a peaceful way to do something like this. Yet we see so often when people are willing to dissolve their marriage, instead of dissolving it the right way, the Quranic way, as the Quran says, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ, that either you stay together or you separate with ihsan. Ihsan is the highest level of taqwa and piety and spirituality. Allah is telling us that even if you need to separate, you separate with ihsan. Yet today we see in our own communities, though we know the seerah, though we know the verses of the Quran, and we are familiar with the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, yet when it comes to these kind of situations, we see how people, they go at each other's throats, how they're trying to shortchange and cheat each other in these kind of systems. So this is why there's always an easy way to do sulh, and you have to always go to the right people to help you do the sulh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us the tawfiq, that first of all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our hearts together. But even if there's a situation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant us the tawfiq to do sulh amongst ourselves, to reconcile our differences the right way, the prophetic way, the Quranic way. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Quran azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum lati wa dhikr al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimina fastaghfiru innahu wal ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to finish inshallah on this. There's a handful of ayat in Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about a story that there was a munafiq man that existed in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got into a dispute with a Jewish man. The Jewish man said that in order to resolve our conflict, let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there is no one who is more just than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The munafiq man said, I don't want to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he knew internally that this Jewish man is on the, he's the one who is in the position of who's right. He's the one who's innocent, and the munafiq man is guilty. Deep down inside, he knows this, and he knows that if he goes to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet will not render a verdict in his favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted this in the Quran. He says, وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah says that when people are called, that come, let's resolve the conflict the Quranic way, the prophetic way, he said that there are a group of people who turn away from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَإِنْ يَكُلْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. The only reason they would come to the Prophet ﷺ is if the Prophet would render a verdict in their favor. For anyone who says that I will not do things the Quranic way, I want to, for example, go to the court, I want to do things the un-Islamic way, I'd rather have a non-Muslim judge my matters and so forth, rather than coming to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah highlights these people, and he says about these same people who don't want their matters to be judged the Quranic way, the prophetic way, he says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Is there a sickness in their heart? أَمِرْ تَابُوا, or they doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They doubt that Allah and His Prophet will not give them justice as much as probably another person, a non-Muslim, will give them justice? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ رَسُولُهُ. Or do they fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give the right verdict? To these kind of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He referred to them as أولئك هم الظالمون. Think about this. One is that you and I, we call each other an oppressor. We might call each other a zalim or a zalim. But this is Allah calling a person a zalim. A person who says, I don't want Allah and His Prophet ﷺ to judge my matters. I'd rather have some probably a non-Muslim judge my matters and so forth. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Quran. So the point is that anytime we are in a situation, we have to always go back to the Quran, always go back to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, because there is no one who is more just than Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us the tawfiq to apply the teachings of the Quran in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always go back to the Quran and the Sunnah to resolve our conflicts. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. There are some requests for du'as, Brother Muhammad Arif, Sister Rehana and Brother Mumtaz Khan. These people who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. أذهب البأس رب الناس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما آمين رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
صلوا وسلموا على سيدنا الخلل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس
إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر
الله. Brother Asfar has a very important announcement. If you can just give him just one or two minutes of your time, please, inshallah. Before you leave, please listen to his announcement.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just want to announce that we are going to have a Seerah conference here on September 20th and 21st. We don't want you to miss on this huge opportunity. On Friday evening, we will have the session one, and on Saturday, all day on 21st, inshallah, we will have many great scholars. There is a lineup of 20 scholars that are inshallah going to be participating in that. You can register online at go.friscomasjid.org/seerahconference, or you can scan the QR code at the banners outside in the lobby. So please participate in that. This is a great opportunity to have practical lessons from the Seerah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In addition to that, we have a fall retreat coming for the families. That retreat would have Sheikh Abdul Nasir Jangra, Sister Hala Banani, our own Imam Salah, inshallah. Very beneficial. Register with your families. The banner is outside again with the QR code, so you can inshallah participate in that. This evening we have Itqan fundraising event. It is the robotics program that ICF also partners with. I would encourage you to participate in that. It's at the Itqan headquarters. And tomorrow we have a free CPR training, inshallah, from 3 to 5, please attend that if you would like to get certification in that. And last but not least, our Safa Seminary is having open house tomorrow from 12 to 2. So please come and learn about the Safa Seminary, and if you would like to enroll your students, that's your opportunity. Jazakallahu khair.